Building a Healthy Relationship Foundation. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Today we're going to focus on trust, and I'm going to do my very best not to go off in different directions on you all. I tend to like to do that, but I know that it's important to stay focused. So, building the foundation of any relationship starts with trust, and trust can be given in easily, or it can take some time for us to build trust. Or we think we trust somebody, but then we don't have trust in ourselves, so we're struggling with really showing up and being the best version of ourselves. So something I'd like to focus on is when we're introducing two different perspectives into a situation, no matter what situation it is. So not just relationships with your partner, but relationships with a new coworker, a taxi driver, a customer service representative, your siblings, your children, your parents, whatever relationships you have in your life. And yes, going into a grocery line, you do have a temporary relationship with the people that are taking care of your groceries and bagging them and checking you out. Those are still people that we want to make sure we're being respectful of and showing up with some happiness in our day. But when you're introducing two different perspectives into a situation, it's two different people from very different lives with very different pictures of the past and future in their mind. So when you're walking into, and even a sibling who lived under the same household as you, what you experienced and processed a situation as could be very different than your sibling. And taking the time to not be all about ourselves, which as humans, it's natural for us to want to do that. We are natural selfish beings. The word selfish is not a bad word. When I say I need to go into the room to take some time to myself, that's me saying I'm hitting my max and I'm losing my energy and I need to go take my space. And that's 100% okay to do. So when we're talking about two different situations or we're talking about the same story and we're trying to understand each other's perspectives, being patient and open and not emotionally aggressive or angry with understanding the other person's perspective. You know, when you're going into a conversation and you're wanting to really open up the dialogue, the way to open up the dialogue is not to be judgmental of yourself or of the other person. And this word used to trigger me so much when people would, well, you're so judgmental. It's like, what do you mean I'm judgmental? Like, I choose to listen to your perspective and then I recite it back so that I can make sure that we're both on the same page. And that it's not being judgmental, it's just like the picture I got from what you're telling me is this. And when you say, no, that's not the picture, then it's like, okay, tell me more so I can color it in a little bit more and make my picture more like the one you want it to be, or you're the picture you're trying to tell me. And so it's when we're sitting in a conversation, and today, stop and think when you're sitting in a conversation and you're there, either you're feeling emotional strife or you're feeling super joyful and you're like, wait a minute, why am I in alignment right now? Or why am I not in alignment? And try to stop to think, is it you? Is it the other person? And honestly, I'm really working on this right now, so to be able to give you a more in-depth answer actually is not within my realm of skills, because I still question, like, okay, wait a minute, there's an energy break here. Is it something I did? Is it something I said? Is it something that they're just not able to move past? They don't have the skills yet to get past whatever grief there is in the situation. And that's not to put blame, and that's not to judge. That's just to accept and be present instead of be past or future. Be present in the situation and really try to adjust. And if you have the ability to be honest with this person where you know they're not going to lash out at you, then be honest. And if they do lash out, that's their stuff, not yours. And to try to don't take on other people's stuff. So building trust is the overall topic. And when we're in conversations and we're in relationships, we are working on trust. We have a baseline of trust. Otherwise you can't start a relationship without some sort of baseline of trust. Like, hey, we're going to get to know each other. That is a baseline of trust. And to boil it down a little bit even more, it starts with you. It starts with your confidence and your self-worth. For so long, I've been hearing things like, you're a super mom and you're really good this or you're really good that. And it didn't register, because it was always like, I don't feel, I know I'm a good mom. I know I make good choices. I know my kids are happy and healthy, but I there's something that I don't feel. And I was searching it for it and searching for it and searching for it. And recently, I'm starting to realize it's within it. My self-worth and my confidence and my happiness is all, it all comes from within. Everything around me is added to it. It's extra excitement and happiness. And that is so much easier said than done. When you don't come from healthy communication and you don't come from good experiences, it's so hard to get to this place. When you have people in your life that you had the wrong message, and there's no blame here, there's no anger. There used to be, but that's a process. I grieved through the process, and I've come to this place of acceptance and knowing that nobody woke up and intended to make the choices they made. Nobody woke up and said, I'm going to do this shitty thing today and this shitty thing today, and then I don't care what it does to other people. It's when you don't have the education and when you don't have the knowledge, it's part of generational patterns and dysfunction that had been passed down. And that's totally, at some point, it's important to take acceptance and take control of the images in your head, and trusting yourself and feeling confident in yourself is something that is so important. How you show up in the world is how you're gonna feel and experience life. So if you show up, you know, with road rage and driving around and not trusting that other people are gonna care for you, then that's how people are gonna treat you and what you're gonna receive in return. But if you show up with lightness and joy, happiness, trust in yourself, confidence, really believing in your self-worth and believing that you have a beautiful place in this world, then you're going to get that in return. You're going to see, people are going to see that. One, you're going to help them feel their self-worth and self-confidence, but two, you're going to attract those type of people. You're going to attract the people that you want to be around versus the people that you don't want to be around. Now I'm going to focus a little bit on partnerships more specifically, because my goal is to help people have healthier relationships and be happy in the bedroom. That is really why I love doing this, because if you're not happy in the bedroom, then you're probably not happy outside the bedroom. But my goal is to help people realize that when you have your trust in yourself and your confidence in yourself, then you show up in your relationships so much happier, and your relationships are lighter and more confident and all the other woo-woo-y kind of descriptions of how we show up in our lives. This comes from life experience, being in a relationship for 9 years. This is something that recently I've learned. When I didn't understand why I would wake up so miserable, and oftentimes it was nightmares, but other times it was like I would leave the room and all of a sudden Melody would be harping on me about something. Brody's whining because we don't have what he wants to eat, and then Andy's just like trying to crawl over me and be a baby, and I am just overwhelmed already with all of the energy that is not positivity. And it would get me down before I even got out of bed, and I would let it control me. But it's like, I am the start of the positive energy. So if I, our mornings, we automatically start our mornings with a good morning. Every single morning since Melody and the kids were babies, like every morning, it's a big smile on my face and good morning, with this really, you know, mommy type voice. And I realized that I was ignoring Matt, and I didn't understand why I was ignoring Matt. It's like, well, whoa. Eventually I realized, okay, I'm doing it to the kids, but I'm not being respectful of my partner. And it came to understand there's two sides to the situation. It wasn't all me, but part of the problem that was me was something I needed to work on. And I did. And now it's like we're both very specific on making sure when we first see each other, there's a smile, there's a genuine hug. And 20-second hugs, studies show that 20-second hugs change the endorphins in your brain and allows for you to reset and be happy. And so that's something that we are practicing. And by showing that to the children, smiling and giving each other hugs, the children are also doing the same. Like after school, for example, or even before school when Melody is leaving first, it's like, bye, Brody, have a good day. I love you. And there's been a huge shift in their energy because it started with us and we really took the time to build our trust with each other and be vulnerable. That is a vulnerable place to go and try to give somebody a hug when you're not sure if they're going to give it in return. And that fear of rejection is a huge, huge, strugglesome place to be. But if you know your self-worth and you know that you deserve the best hug in the entire world, and you try to ask the person that you love for it and they reject you, you're able to then counteract how that might feel and how you can give yourself that love. There's so many directions I could go with that situation, but I'm gonna let that kind of come out over time, because that stuff in bits and pieces of like problem solving in those matters is a skill set, and it's something that takes time to learn. So I think I'm going to end there. Your trust in yourself, your trust in your partner is how you show up in the day, and your trust in your family is where you begin your journey in having a happy life. And if there's some things that need to get worked through when it comes to your trust and your self-confidence and your self-worth, I have the ability to help you, but you have to want to show up and take the action. I can't do the work for you. I can help you with the skills, but you have to want to do the work. And sometimes doing the work means having to make choices that aren't necessarily the easiest choices. So I hope you all have an amazing day, and you are an amazing soul. You are a beautiful soul. You are perfect just the way you are, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I hope you have a good day. Bye.